Milestone Broadcast Corporation, a one-world company, presents Woodstock Forever. Peace, love, and hope.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
When the children fly, stand up together.
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Billy Oliver Sparks. Yes. And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people of the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement, in their own lives. Unfortunately, the Senate was in session. One of our band members, Jima Sultan, was the drummer for Jimi Hendrix at the original festival. So we carry the cross-generational message with us. Jima's in his late 40s, our keyboard player is 17. It's about bridging gaps and bringing people together.
It sure is. Okay, thanks, Billy. Who else do we have here?
Hi.
What's your name?
Matthew Woodstock Stang.
Matthew Woodstock Stang? Let me guess, you were named after Woodstock.
Bird. My mom named me that. It's on my birth certificate.
But you were too young to have been at Woodstock. Were your parents at Woodstock?
My dad was.
Your dad was?
For about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah? And what do you have here?
Original twigs from the Woodstock site in Bethel.
Yeah, and what does Woodstock mean to you? How old are you, Matthew?
9.
You're 9? Does Woodstock mean anything to you, or is it just something you've heard people talk about?
Well, I know it was a lot of rock and roll fun and a lot of people coming together and partying.
Coming together and partying, okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Matthew.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issues, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for, and it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know it or not, that's who's looking at it. And MTV has been playing it for months, and little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it. Yeah. So yes, we are far, 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 far ahead of our times in terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's going to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's their world as well as ours. So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it's been so long since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Yeah, 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 yeah.